here's what we have to understand. Let's say you get a Catholic saved. Let's say you get your cousin saved. I'm sure everybody in this room has Catholic relatives.
Yeah.
Except for me. But my wife has Catholic relatives, right? Everybody in this room has Catholic relatives. And here's the truth. Let's say you get your Catholic relative saved, and then all of a sudden it's like a year later, and they just don't believe anything the Bible teaches. You show them things in the Bible, and they completely reject it. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just trying to be honest with you. There's a good chance that they didn't get saved. You know, here's the thing with family. Oftentimes, family's going to be praying with you. You know, they might just pray with you to try to make you happy or things like that. But look, if you get your family member saved, and you come back a couple years later, and they still have their rosary beads that they're always praying to, they still worship the statue of Mary, they still just completely embrace Catholicism, the odds are they just didn't get saved.
Right.
Right? And if you show someone things in the Bible, and you think somebody's saved, and you can show them things that are crystal clear, because what we're seeing here, turn back to John 1, what we're seeing here in John 1, aren't these things just crystal clear that I've explained so far? I mean, it's just right there in the Bible. In the beginning was the Word. He obviously wasn't created. And, you know, you talk to someone, and they tell you, well, I don't believe that Jesus Christ was in the beginning. I think he was created. I think it was just God, and then eventually it became the Trinity later on, like Peter Ruckman teaches in his publication. Look, I mean, they just don't understand. They don't have the Spirit of God inside them, guiding them. Because these things are crystal clear. If we see people that just don't understand the Bible, it's a good telling to us that they're just not saved. Because they just don't understand. They can't discern.